Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Roy, and the show is Let's Talk Archetypes. And as always, before we begin, let me give you the numbers to call in, because I do card readings at the end of the show. The number is 1-877-296-0345. And my other announcement is I am going to be at a Well Life Mind Body Spirit Expo October 27th and 28th in Madison, Wisconsin at the Sheraton Hotel. You can go to my blog, roysolberg.com. No, that's the website. You can go to the blog, which is Spirit of Archetypes at blogspot.com. I believe that's right. If not, I'll give it to you again at the end of the show. Today, I'm in Orlando, Florida. I'm finishing up a trip with my husband. It's an electronics conference, and we've just had a great time. He received a very prestigious award from the association, and while he's been working, I've been playing, because it is my firm belief, and I think every woman who's married will agree with me, that it's our job to keep the harmony between all work and no play. He works, we play. I think it works for me just fine. This month, we are looking at the archetypes of the artist and the actor. Now, we're recreating or designing life, and we want to look at the life that you have dreamed of living. And is it the one that you're living at the moment? If not, let's start changing it. We've talked about the universal laws of manifestation in a couple of earlier shows, and I want to reiterate that energy is the force that attracts. It has to be high frequency. Remember the show about living above or below the line? It has to be high frequency energy in order to attract and move forward. The lower frequency, the density, the negativity, you're going to get the same old drama. You're going to get the same old, hoping that it'll change, but of course it doesn't. So I want, did you look at the questions on my Let's Talk page of my blog? Remember, it was three circles. The first one was, who I pretend to be in the world. This is important because who we're pretending to be influences our manifestation process. Because we can only move through ego patterns that we accept as congruent with the mask that we have. So whatever you're presenting to the world, that's all you can manifest through. Masks do not allow the authentic soul to be expressed. The next circle is who I'm afraid I am. And the greatest fear, of course, is your own power. I mean, that is true, I think, for all of us. We cover over that power with the emotions of guilt and fear and sadness and sometimes shame. And as you go through it, the manifestation of your life is done through that process of the past experiences. So see, you're just going in a circle. You're recreating instead of manifesting something new. The process is slowed down. You can't move out of the status quo in the drama of your life. And so your soul can't expand. Your spirit can't grow. And as I said, you just recreate those drama patterns, we call it trauma, until you reach a choice point. Now, this week, we're looking at the third circle, the center, which is the authentic self or soul. This is the energy to manifest the authentic power into the physical world. This is emotion, thought, and feeling, which equals manifestation. And this is where manifestation is created through love and compassion. So using the Spirit of Archetype cards that I designed in the book that I wrote, you can explore these archetypes and understand how you're living these through your beliefs and your actions, how they function in your life and how they will take you to a new way of discovery of your authentic self. So back to this month's archetypes. The actor archetype wants you to write your own script to express yourself in an open and honest way. You know, we all have hidden talents. We have areas of our spirit that we've never even looked at because we're so engrossed in repeating and recreating the past. So with the actor, you're being asked to write a new script. You're being asked to look at actually whose script you're living. But the actor wants you to create a new life. And the artist comes in and wants you to create a life and surrounding yourself with things that you love, people that you love, people who support you. So these are the two areas that are the two archetypes that we're working with right now. Keep in mind that you are extremely unique. There is no one else like you in the world. I want you to show it. I want you to be it. And the artist, remember, doesn't need the approval of others. In that creation process, what others think of you is actually none of your business. So another modality that we're going to use is the chakras. And we're going to go into those today. They're chakras, energy centers. I think we can call them all three. We're going to talk about the seven centers of the body. Now, there are so many other chakras in your system. You have them in the soles. You have them in the soles of your feet, but you also have them in the palms of your hand. So, have you ever shaken hands with someone and gotten a great feeling or a not so great feeling? Those are the chakras meshing together, and you're picking up the other person's energy through there. Some people say there's over 88,000 chakras in the human body, but take it easy. We're just going to focus on the seven main ones today. We also talk about these energy centers. They're either open or they're closed, they're balanced or they're unbalanced. And people who are trained in Reiki, such as I am, can do clearing and balancing on your chakras. So keep that in mind, that's one of the things that I do. If you're not in my area, find someone whom you trust who can do it for you. So here we go. Before we start, I want you to keep in mind that the body, mind, and spirit connection is a very intricate process. Knowing how your personal energy centers work can help you rebalance and get centered, remain centered, and recognize when you're off center. So here we go, the seven chakras. We're going to talk about where they're located, what they represent, and then when I go through them, I'm going to go back and explain how the manifestation process works. Number one is the root chakra. It's at the base of your spine. This is a red color, kind of like rich red blood. This is your tribal energy. It's your home, your family, your ancestors, your friends, and it's also your superstitions, beliefs, all of those things that were kind of programmed into you, like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and all those good things. All of those are in there, all of them, for generations. It's kind of like this big center. Now, the purpose of the tribe is to stay together and be as one. So when you decide that I want to go off and move, like I did, from Memphis to California, the tribe goes, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to stay with us, because that's the power of the tribe, is everybody sticking together, everybody working together. And that's a good thing unless it's limiting you. So you want to look at your life. Are you being limited by all of this, your family, where you live? Oh, I can't live anyplace else in the world, that type of thing. Or superstitions, or beliefs, or limitations. They're all in this root chakra. So this is about security. Do you feel safe in the world? Do you feel secure? Ungrounded, you're going to feel scared all the time. If you're too open in the chakra, you're going to be, you know, the one who collects everything, the hoarder. I know a man who hoards because someday he may need that, is what his explanation is. But he never turns down anything. It's a fear of lack, a fear I'm not going to have enough when your first chakra is off base. So let's move to the second one. The second is your sacral chakra. It's orange. This is your creativity and exploration. This is in the area of the body of the womb for a woman. This is your creativity center. This is where you give birth. And this is also who you are among the tribe, who you are among the family. You're still part of the tribe. You're still part of the group. But you're beginning to individuate. You're beginning to come into your own as to who you are. When we don't allow our dreams or our goals to be manifest, man or woman, in the womb of the second chakra, then it begins to break down. So this is, again, the energy center of creativity. This is where you're giving birth to all those great ideas. This is also sensuality and sexuality. So ask yourself, can you be in a group? Can you be yourself? Can you hold your own in a group of people? Because it's important that we know who we are strong enough that we can do this. And then secondly, if this particular chakra gets blown out by drugs or indiscriminate sex, you'll have ideas that never go anywhere. Absolutely, they will. They will abort in this second chakra. The third chakra is in the solar plexus. It's yellow. This is your perception. This is your intellect. This is who you are. This is owning your own power. So you've come from the tribe. You've individuated into a person who knows who they are, and you've created ideas in that second chakra, and now you're coming into the third one, which is, here I am, world. This is who I am. Lead, follow, or get out of my way. This is the place where you're in the world at large. You're standing up for yourself, bringing those ideas into the marketplace. You've given birth to them. And now you're bringing them into the world and letting it grow. Now, if this center is closed off, you're going to be passive. You're going to speak to about your gifts in a very small voice. You're not going to own your power over what you created. And you express yourself either very, very softly or not at all. On the other hand, if it's out of whack, if it's out of balance, you'll dominate and be overly aggressive and walk all over people. And we've known both sides of those. And perhaps we've been in both sides of those, depending on where we are in our life. So on the fourth one, this is the heart chakra. This is about connection and growth. This center honors who you are. This is where you recognize that you are love, loving, and lovable. And you see others as love, loving, and lovable because you begin to see the world through kindness. When you're balanced in the heart chakra, you are open, balanced, and the energy center manifests kindness in the world. And it flows out of you. We've all known people like that we just want to be so close to because they are kindness. And you can feel the energy of love coming from their heart. When this chakra is closed, it creates a bitterness, and you become cold and aloof. When it's overactive, you're out of sync, and I've known women that I've been in groups with who cry at the least little thing. Their heart chakra is open a little bit too much, and they move into the emotional aspect of it. And when I say emotional aspect, I'm talking about uncontrollable emotional aspect. It also means that sometimes you're out of sync and you feel like you're a Pollyanna times 10. We've known people like that. The house can be burning around and they say, oh, everything will be just fine. So there's a lack of connection with reality there. The fifth chakra is the throat. And this is blue. The heart chakra was green. I don't think I mentioned that. The throat chakra is blue. This is about self-expression. Speaking up for yourself, your dreams, your ideas, and expressing them well without excuses. How many times do you say to someone, I'm sorry, but, and then you express yourself? If you do that, stop it. Stop it right now. Don't say you're sorry for expressing yourself. You want to let the world know who you are by the words you speak and allow other people to speak and share ideas. When you're open too much, you're overly verbose and you don't have any substance or issue to talk about. You just talk. Where if it's closed, you are completely silent. The sixth chakra, which is the third eye, is intuition, perception, and depth. And this is indigo. This chakra is the energy opening where we learn how to identify our intuition and learn how to work with it. How does it work for you? What's your symbolic language? If it's too open, you're going to live in the fantasy. You're just going to kind of soar and do whatever you need to do. But you're not grounded in reality. Closed, a closed third eye, you trust in nothing other than what you can see right before your eyes. The seventh chakra, which is violet, is the opening to the chakras beyond our physical world. This is where you make the connection to the 8th and 12th, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 chakras. And these are spiritual chakras. I will do a program on those, but right now we're going to stick with the 7 through 1. And so all these chakras, from the base chakra up to the seventh, are balanced. You feel good. You feel like you belong in the world. You create easily. Not without work, but easily. It comes to you, yes, I can do this. You have confidence in yourself. And then you have confidence that, yeah, this is. Let's play with this. Let's see what we can do with this. When they're out of sync, then you feel like the world is against you. You feel like you don't belong in the world, that you have to pay your way in the world. There are so many variables on this, on what you feel and how you take that feeling into your daily life and present it to the outside world. This is where your mask come in. This is where you create a shield between you and the outside world. And it, as I have said before in these programs, trust is such a vital factor. So I want to talk a little bit about the eighth chakra, and then we're going to move into manifesting and what the program is for manifesting. So the 8th through the 12th, as I said, are these spirituality centers. They bring in divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. The first of the spiritual, number 8, this sits above you. If you kind of put your hand, above your head, like if you're reaching up to say it's my turn, that's about where it is. That's where I see it. Deepak Chopra calls this the place of the primordial soup, where ideas are floating around and that karmic part of you is still floating there. Some people say the karmic debt is still there, but I prefer to think of it as just the creativity. So this, when you're aware of this eighth chakra, you become aware of the world at large, the whole universe at large. You know that the universe has your best interest at heart. So when this center opens up, you begin to know that there is a larger community of energies beyond what we see. This is where we begin to live that life and our life behind our eyes rather than just in front of our eyes. Okay, so as we work with this, we're going to start with the manifesting part. We are going to start with the process of manifesting. So we start at the top, and this is the way it works. Ideas come in through that eighth chakra, inspiration, and it moves into the seventh. And when it moves into the seventh, it begins to take form. This is where your ideas pop up. As it moves through the seventh into the third eye, into the sixth, you begin to see it clearer. Your intuition kicks in. You're going, oh, I see what. I could do this. And your intuition begins to guide you. Then the energy moves down to your throat chakra. And now you can speak it. This is why it's so important that that throat chakra be open, so that you know exactly where you're going with this. Where you can give it voice, you can present it to the world. Then it goes to the heart chakra. This is the key element right here. If your heart chakra says, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. This is exactly my purpose in life. This is exactly what I should be expressing. Then it goes to the first chakra. Goes down to that tribe. And when it goes down to the tribe, you will be faced with, are you crazy? You want to do what? You're moving where? And your tribal group begins to kind of tighten the circle, so to speak. Those beliefs come in. Oh, I don't have the education. Oh, I'm not an artist. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I don't have enough money. I mean, you've got excuses. Oh, my goodness, do you have excuses? And these are good, solid beliefs that you've been carrying around with you in this first chakra. So you're pretty much have to say yay or nay. Yes, I'm doing it in spite of everything that's coming up for me, in spite of the barriers, in spite of the illusions that I'm getting in this, in spite of all the past programming I have. I'm going to go for it. When you do that, it goes up to the second chakra, to the womb of creativity, and from there it begins to take hold. Now, if you have said, "Oh well, I think the tribe is right. I don't believe I can do this. I'm going to let it go." It aborts in that area. So when it aborts in that area, you now have stomach aches, and as I said, the intricacy of the mind, body, spirit in the physical world, we can't say that disappointment is going to lead to stomach aches, but we are finding a correlation. If you have said yes, it goes up to the third chakra. Then you have to own it. This is where I see a lot of clients sort of backtracking. They have the idea. They have moved beyond all the tribal restrictions. They have created the idea, but they don't want to own it. And one of the things I do in my classes, I know a few people who will testify to this, is I usually pick one person who sits there very quietly and mutters, but their power. And I make them stand up, and I make them go to the person next to them and tell them who they are and what they're doing with their dream, with their creativity. And you can tell the difference. They don't quite believe it. They're just saying the words. Then they go to the next one. By the time they get around the circle, boy, do they believe it. That third chakra is so open, and they are owning exactly who they are and what they are doing in life. And then as it goes up into the, you know, the heart, so the heart can express it more. It can make more of a connection to the world when it's expressed through the heart. And when you have the balance between the heart and the mind to create the world that you want, to create the life that you want. So this is the manifestation process. When I get back to Wisconsin, I will put this chart on the I'll put the chart on the blog. Now, the proper name for the blog is spiritofarchetypes.blogspot.com. www.thehomeofthehomeless.com. So that's how you get to that. And it would be on the Let's Talk pages. So take a look at how you're doing with the circles, how you're doing with the mask. Are you still presenting masks to the world? Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that would happen to me if I were in my authentic power? Who would be upset? And could I trust myself to actually express that authentic power into the world? And the answer is yes. Of course you can. Now, next week, I will be home. Yay! I'm just about done with traveling after the 3 weeks in Europe and the week down here. I think I'm done. I'm ready for some home time. So next week, we're going to look at the three columns of consciousness. The first one is tribal. It's the first stage of your awareness. This is, again, where you begin to examine those masks and habits and so on and so forth that you're doing. The second stage is self and internal intuition. This is your personal column. And then there is the spiritual and the divine. And it's quite an interesting process to look through. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. I think we are just about out of time here. Let me see if there is anything else I can share with you. I want you to, again, if you have not gone through to the blog and done the three circles, take a look at those. If you are truly ready to make that shift, then let's get going on it. Let's get it finished up. So until next week, have a great day, have a great week, and ask yourself, am I in present time? And just keep telling yourself, everything is all right now. I am in present time, and life is really good.